in the past, where the sun never shines, and I shiver when the cold wind blows. In the past, where the sun never shines, and I shiver when the cold wind blows. Now the longest train I ever saw was in those Georgia pines.
Hello and welcome to In the Pines on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM and www.cooperadio.org. This is regular fourth Sunday of the month In the Pines host Jim Burnett. Today's show is a very special treat, a feature on John Hartford, guest hosted by author, mandolin player, and composer Dave Berry. Please note, when Dave isn't hosting In the Pines or doing things like sitting in with the band The Soda Crackers, he's part of the John Hartford tribute band, the Far Out Johnnies. So it makes perfect sense that Dave Berry is presenting a show dedicated to John Hartford today here on In the Pines. Take her away, Dave.
Hello, I'm Dave Berry, and as a lifelong fan of John Hartford, I want to take listeners on a chronological journey of John's music. John grew up on the Mississippi River in St. Louis, Missouri, and played bluegrass through his high school years, often with lifelong friend Doug Dillard and the Dillards, among many others. He was also a DJ, and when he left for Nashville, where he was discovered by Chet Atkins, who helped him get a record deal with RCA, and that's where we'll start with those recordings from 1967 to 1969. RCA, like many other record companies in the day, were looking for the next Dylan, and they thought John's catchy, topical songs would fill the bill. This first track, Like a Mockingbird, from the initial RCA album, Looks at Life, is a great intro into the early years, where he was still wrestling with ambivalence to succeeding in music and general pop culture.
All around somebody else's pad, you stumble as you chase the latest fad. If you're confused with all the things you find, just wait until the crowd makes up your mind. Coming back, repeating every word, repeating all the things you overheard. The bandwagons rumble past, I sit here on the curb like an echo. You're like unto a mockingbird. As long as you can sing their style of song, you won't be lonely, you can tag along. Pasted on your face a sickly grin, hoping that someone will say you're in. Dark eyes shifting around, taking a lot, noting who is here and then who's not. Careful that you keep your standing clean, away from those with whom you can't be seen. Coming back, repeating every word, repeating all the things you overheard. The bandwagons rumble past, I sit here on the curb like an echo. You're likened to a mockingbird. Here lately you don't speak or even look, because my name's not written in their book. But if they turn my different ways to see, you'd be the first to proudly stand by me. Coming back, repeating every word, repeating all the things you overheard. The bandwagons rumble past, I sit here on the curb like an echo, you're likened to a mockingbird. You don't know me, where I live, my tracks may soon go everywhere, because there ain't no other place for them to go. Where I dwell outside of now, for me that's really hard to say, like sometimes I'm not really sure I even know. What's the difference being different when it's difference now than looks alike? You say I'm changing, I'm not sure that's wrong. It's just the center line on this highway runs up my banter neck, and I feel somehow that it's natural to be gone. What crazy patterns do we follow, sitting knee to knee upon some riverbank somewhere at supper time? The evening air is moving like molasses towards the sticky night so easy as I press your hand in mine. What's the difference being different when it's difference now that it looks alike? You say I'm changing, I'm not sure that's wrong. Today it may be natural, sitting here discussing it, tomorrow just as natural to be gone. Running towards each other, shotguns are pointed at my head, tornado clouds are forming o'er the crossroads, H-bombs are falling towards my bed, but I'm still here, I'm still here. How about that? My city may be falling, but I'm still here. Assassination squad has got their orders. The repossession man is on his way. Landlady's given me her notice. I'll get pitched out with the trash just any day. But I'm still here. I'm still here. Ain't that slick? I may have lost my lunchbox, but I'm still here. The moths have ate my shirts and all my breeches. I never had a hat, so I don't care. I haven't had a meal since the fire went out, and all you do is stand around and stare. But I'm still here. I'm still here, still breathing. I might not see you laughing, but I'm still here. My cigarettes are gone and so's my money. So are all my nerves and all my teeth. My hair is falling out, I'm getting skinny. My friends are either dead or on relief, but I'm still here. I'm still here, so don't sweat it. I might be good as buried, but I'm still here. Thank you. someday, my baby, when I am a man, and others have taught me the best they can, they'll sell me a suit and they'll cut off my hair, they'll send me to work in tall buildings. Well, it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, must not be late, going to work in tall buildings. When I'm retired, life is my own, I've made all my payments, it's time to go home. I wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to flowers, goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late, going to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off the subway, I must not be late, going to work in tall buildings.
You're listening to In the Pines on Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, and online at www.coopradio.org. My name is Dave Barry, and I'm playing a program of John Hartford's recordings. That first set was from John's RCA years, starting with Like Unto a Mockingbird from his 1967 Looks at Life album, followed by Natural to Be Gone from the 1968 album called The Love Album. Next we heard I'm Still Here from the Housing Project album, then a reworking of a traditional fiddle tune that John melded with a large string section called Dusty Miller Hornpipe and Fugue in A major for strings, brass, and five-string banjo. Finally, we hear the first version of his classic song In Tall Buildings from a 1969 album called Radio John that was shelved by RCA and finally released in 2002 as part of an RCA compilation CD on the Camden Deluxe label. The RCA years saw John leave Nashville for Los Angeles, where he was a writer on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour with Rob Reiner and Steve Martin. He was a regular on the Johnny Cash Show and the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, where Glenn launched John's hit song, Gentle on My Mind, from his second album, Earthworks and Music, into the stratosphere. It was sung by many others, including Dean Martin, Aretha Franklin, Frank Sinatra, and Elvis Presley, and it won John 3 Grammy Awards. It was also listed in BMI's Top 100 Songs of the Century. John was offered his own TV show, but was more than happy returning to Nashville, taking the proceeds from his work to satisfy a lifelong dream of getting his riverboat pilot's license and play the music he loved until his death. After his years at RCA, John signed a contract with Warner Brothers, who gave him plenty of artistic freedom, which resulted in what many consider to be his best music. Certainly the albums Aeroplane and Morning Bugle were among the most transformative and pivotal in the casting of traditional bluegrass in what later became known as Newgrass. We'll start this set with two tracks from the 1971 steam-powered Aeroplane album, Steamboat Whistle Blues, and the title track, Steam-Powered Aeroplane. Mm-hmm.
started out to be a towboat man, but I never got the hang of a ratchet bar. I was growing up a deckin' in the Illinois trade with coal dust in my ear. I got stuck in the ice on Christmas Eve and I froze my ass, it's true. I just a shivering and a shaking with a down south case of them steamboat whistle blues. Oh, Captain Way, I'm sorry, my hat is off to you. You've been a hanging out by the old cook stove with a steamboat whistle blue. Well, way up north, I called your phone, but I didn't get no one to answer. So I opened up the window and I smoked a little bit and I watched the cars go by. I'm gonna hunt you up and ask you, have you found out anything new? Or are you hanging to the best you've had with the steamboat whistle blue? I've been right here since 9 o'clock, and believe you me, that's true. I just looking at the waterways journal with the steamboat whistle blue. The city's grown up where it looks all square like a crossword puzzle on the landscape. It looks like an electric shaver now where the courthouse used to be. The grass is all synthetic and we don't know for sure about the food. The only thing we know for sure is in a steamboat whistle blue. I'd sit and watch my TV if I thought I could trust the news. About the only thing I trust these days is in a steamboat whistle blue. Well, far out Johnny, well, I heard him say, and he stretched out back on the waterbed. Bluegrass music is a thing of the past, and the same for rock and roll. And I loaned him $2 or $3, and he gave me the latest news. And he left me here with a rolling stone and a steamboat whistle blues. I'll tear off down the river someday before I'm through. I'll then come back here and see it out with a steamboat whistle blues. And I damn near didn't come back again. I didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aeroplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain, rain, rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aeroplane. Thank you.
They had to wear a blue hat. Yeah, they said steam-powered aeroplane. Letters go round the rim and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine or if it's rain. Hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam-powered aeroplane. Let me sing you a song about Vegas town and a poor old Howard Hughes locked up there in his hotel suite trying to find his shoes. Oh, and he got so much to lose. Poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. Well, his nurses and his chauffeurs all stand around inside, watch the door and wait on him, whatever's on his mind. And that's a hell of a lot to do, just to guard old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. And if he didn't have a nickel, if he didn't have a dime, he could do whatever he damn well pleased, and he'd do it all the time. But success is just a mess of over to lose. Poor Howard Hughes and all his blues. Well, he's always in the papers, he's always on the news, but no one knows who's Hughes or who, or even what's the truth, or who is getting screwed. If it's them, you know who and all his blues. And way down yonder on the Vegas Strip where the regular people pass, someone said he's not too well, heard he's sinking fast, but that's unofficial sources to the news about poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. And if he didn't have a nickel, if he didn't have a dime, he could do whatever he damn well pleased, and he'd do it all the time. But success is just a mess of where to lose. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. Now everybody writing them books about him, some of them are awful long. Didn't really have all that much time, so I thought I'd just write this song. Gotta get me in a few licks too, about poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. And if he didn't have a nickel, if he didn't have a dime, he could do whatever he damn well pleased, and he'd do it all the time. But success is just a mess of over to lose. Poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues.
bass lick I'm a-pickin' on the guitar really feels down home. Gives me a little jazz and a little blues. Maybe I need me a bunch of more notes and a mess of them fancy chords. Them weird ones like old Arthur Fiedler uses. It's a riff I used to play each night before I went on stage. Wasn't really trying to make no kind of tune. You see, it's just my style, just my bag. It's kind of thick, it's just my rag. And I'm sitting here taking it out for Blake and me. First it's D and then it's G, then A, then back to D. G a little more and then back to A. Back to D and then G and then A and then back to D. Go to E right here and then back to A. And make a little run then to D and then to G and then A and back to D. Back to G some more and then G flat with a seventh, B minor and D seventh. To G and then to E and then to A and this little run and then back to D. Then the minor parts B minor and you go and hit G flat. Then you do it once again just one more time. Then you go to D and then you bring it back to A. Then one more time to D, then back to A. That's where it's at.
I'm Dave Barry, and you're listening to a program dedicated to the music of John Hartford. That last set featured music from the album Aeroplane and Morning Bugle. We heard Steamboat Whistle Blues, steam-powered Aeroplane from the Aeroplane album, where he was joined by Norman Blake, Vassar Clements, Tut Taylor, and Randy Scruggs on electric bass. Next were two tracks from the Morning Bugle album, Howard Hughes Blues and the instrumental My Rag, where John was joined by Norman Blake on guitar and mandolin and Dave Holland on bass. Continuing on, we'll play some cuts from his years on the Flying Fish label from 1976 to 1978, where he started to explore deeper into his well-documented passion as a riverboat pilot. The music generally moves further away from traditional bluegrass, including instruments such as steel guitar and drums. We'll start with the track Skippin' in the Mississippi Dew, from the 1977 Grammy Award-winning album Mark Twain.
Well, I dream of a girl and a stern wheel steamboat, a pilot house stove and an engine room brass, a hanging on the post by the main deck stair with a long hair skipping in the Mississippi. Run muddy, oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big white bed, just skipping in the Mississippi. River come away last Sunday, 12 feet of water on the Memphis gauge. It wouldn't be home without the muddy water rolling, a paddle wheel skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy. Oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big wide bend, just skipping in the Mississippi. Thank you.
be spring. I ship on the river 35 days on a Valley Line boat. I make a little money, get a swing time chicken, then take off a skipping in the Mississippi. Run muddy, oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big white man just skipping in the Mississippi. Oh, the river run wide, run deep, run muddy, oh, the river run long after I am gone, with a steamboat wheeling on a big white man just skipping in the Mississippi. Bluegrass music playing in the park. Bluegrass music picking way past dark. Bluegrass music it don't butt in. Don't need an amp and don't plug in. Bluegrass music, that's where it's at. Hey, let's hear it for Lester Flatt, Joe Stewart and Pete Rowan, Mac Wiseman and Melvin Gowan, Stoney Cooper and Earl Sneed. Bluegrass music is what we need. It is a Tater Tate and Alamundi, Earls, Grugs and Junior, Husky Bill, Monroe and Betty Fisher, Donald, Earl and Curly, Sackler, Norman Ford and Douglas, Dillard, Vassie, Clem and Jim and Jesse, J.D. Crow and Little Red Vector, Francis Bray and Big Joe Green and Jackie Felch and John McEwen, Dr. Hatt and Dr. Harris, Sam Bush and Johnny Barton, Curly Fox and Curtis, Roy Austin, Howdy Force and Charlie Monroe and the Lewis family, Eddie Hill and the Lubin brothers, Carter, Ralph and Stanley brothers, Uncle Josh and the Brewster brothers, Bob and Sonny and the Osborne brothers, Rudy, John and Tapir brothers, Ed Carlson, Rodney Diller, Grandpa Jones and Ben and Kurt McGee and Eddie Ock and Bobby Sloan and Charlie Waller, Lonnie Pearson, Alan Shelton, Dale Sled and Jim Buchanan and Little Roy and Lightning Chance and Monroe Fields and Ronnie Reno, Clarence White and Kenny Baker, Roger Bush and Buddy Emmons, Uncle Dave and Byron Berlin, Gene Goforth, Pat Burton, Don Russell, Randy Scruggs, Gordon Terry and Doc Watson, George Groon and Lloyd Lauren, Don Brown and Carl Story, Tuck Taylor, Mitch Jane and Mike Melford, Stoner Haven, Nate Bray and Raymond Fairchild, Dave Holland, Roy Husky, Bill Keith and Jim Rooney, Del McCorry, David Grisman, Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice, Ronnie Stolman, Everett Lilly, Billy Ray and Wilma Lee. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
And the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Pittsburgh, Sewickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. A people all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi Queen. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
Welcome back to In the Pines on Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM and online at www.coopradio.org. I'm Dave Barry, and we're traveling through time playing music from the great John Hartford. We just heard a couple of tracks from the 1976 Mark Twain album, Skippin' in the Mississippi Doo and Tater Tate and Alan Mundy, which is like a time capsule of virtually every player in the bluegrass world at that time. That was followed by the Mississippi Queen from the Headin' Down into the Mystery Below album, which shows his love for steamboats and the Mississippi River. Next up, we'll visit some material from 1992 to 1996 on his own Small Dog Barkin' label, starting with the beautiful instrumental All-American Rodeo from the Cadillac Rag album.
If I'm wrong or right,
upon my window pane tonight. And though your love was even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Your heart was cold, you never loved me. Although you often said you cared, and now you've gone and found another, someone who'll know the love we shared. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And smile with all my might. Oh, could you see the pain that's in me and lingers in my heart tonight? That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love was even colder, I creek make my eyes start to water and my knees get weak. That old big whistle when it starts to blow says, come on, it's time to go. Oh, well, I want to be planted when I die, where I can see steamboats paddling by. Cause all I ever wanted since 10 years old was to pick and ride an old boat. Now see that pilot at the wheel, a shaving shoals on 12-inch keel. I hope someday that he'll be me on the MISIP. Shaving shoals on a 12-inch keel. I hope someday that he'll be me on the MISIP. Thank you. to go where you go, see the things you see. I'd like to hear the sounds you hear, breathe the air you breathe. I've heard for you in times of pain and smile when things are right again. Love you like there was. Do the things that I have done before that have a different meaning now, wasn't there before. As if I started out anew just when I stumbled on to you. For now my dreams divide in two, for you no end of love. Songs you sing, play the games you play. I'd like to walk the roads you walk, let you lead the way. I'd like to get the notes you send, keep you dry from a summer's rain. Love you like there was no end of love. With you I'd like to do the things that I have done before, have a different meaning now, it wasn't there before. As if I started out anew just when I stumbled on to you. For now my dreams divide in two for you. If I started out anew just when I stumbled on to you, but now my dreams divide in two for you, no end of love. For now my dreams divide in two for you, no end of love. Was a longtime friend, the river we both were a fan of. He related this tale in a letter in the mail from his home in Tell City, Indiana. His father told in the days of old, an era of wondrous progression, of indoor plumbing, the telephone, and other modern inventions. Oh, my darling, an era of wondrous progression, of indoor plumbing, the telephone, and other modern inventions. Back then they'd sit discussing it, the old folks just a bickering. They wouldn't believe they'd someday see electric lights a flickering. He'd seen, in fact, the great impact of the things we take for granted. when a whistle blew and everyone knew the guiding star had landed. Oh, my darling, the things we take for granted. When a whistle blew and everyone knew the guiding star had landed. The guiding star was a sumptuous car, an elegant side-wheel steamer to Cincinnati and New Orleans and the major towns between there. The guiding star was from afar and like a star did twinkle. Her captain and crew were looked up to for always the latest wrinkle. Oh, my darling, and then like a star did twinkle. Her captain and crew were looked up to for always the latest wrinkle. Guiding star came down the river and she landed at Tell City. And connected on board to a long power cord was honest to God electricity. The people on the street they couldn't believe caused such an incredible sensation. Mayor August Schreiber was so impressed he called for an official occasion. Oh, my darling, such an incredible sensation. Mayor August Schreiber was so impressed he called for an official occasion. All day long, the happy throng lined up to go on board her. To see this sight, electric lights, and just to stare and wonder. The captain was touched to see how much in every heart was yearning. To see the sight in broad daylight of electric lights a-burning. Oh, my darling, in every heart was yearning. To see the sight in broad daylight of electric lights a-burning. The mechanics band and the Calathumpian city fathers and gentlemen and ladies and folks were there from Tell City Chair back then in the 1880s. Everyone came for miles around down at the boat we're standing. The first electricity on the Ohio River to come to the Tell City landing. Oh, my darling, down at the boat we're standing. The first electricity on the Ohio River to come to the Tell City landing. Captain Hagler of the Guiding Star wanted to show the rest there his appreciation for the celebration in his most magnificent gesture. So at the high point of this great event, as the afternoon slid towards nightfall, he made a speech and presented the mayor with a freshly burnt out light bulb. Oh, my darling, as the afternoon slid towards nightfall, he made a speech and presented the mayor with a freshly burnt out light bulb. The light bulb was an instant hit, and the mayor owned the drugstore. It was on display in a museum case with live snakes, relics, and much more. It was still there in later years. They moved it into the window. One night a noise, some neighborhood boys, a brick through the drugstore window. Oh, my darling, moved it into the window. One night was a noise, some neighborhood boys, a brick through the drugstore window. Steamboats loading. The stuff that's left Bert Fenn collects and the stories his daddy told him. You know, Bert Fenn was a longtime friend. I always liked to visit him. The other day he passed away. You can bet I sure will miss him. Oh, my darling, I always liked to visit him. The other day he passed away. You can bet I sure will miss him.
We just heard four tracks from John Hartford, starting with the instrumental All-American Rodeo from the 1992 Cadillac Rag album, followed by that bluegrass classic, I Wonder Where You Are Tonight, from the Going Back to Dixie album, where he was venturing back into the bluegrass old-time realm. Then we heard another river tale, M.I.S.I.P., from Going Back to Dixie, and one of my favorites, the title track of the No End of Love album. Finally, another river song about the coming of electricity to the towns on the Ohio River, when the guiding star came to Tell City, also from No End of Love. This next set again illustrates his renewed interest in bluegrass and old time, starting with his take on the traditional fiddle tune Bonaparte's Retreat from the Rounder album, The Speed of the Old Longbow, which was a tribute to the legendary Kentucky, West Virginia old-time fiddler, Blind Ed Haley.
Now Bonaparte's Retreat begins with soldiers marching into the strife. The fourth part is the cannons booming and the French are running for their life. Then the fifth part, the mournful part, the sad old Washington's march. Thank you.
said I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on a Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cap. Wild as a mink, as sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top will always be home sweet home. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Strangers, they come down from a Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Corn won't grow at all on a Rocky Top, but it's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on a Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top will always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Of a cramped up a city life, trapped like a duck in a pen. All I know that it's a pity life can't be simple again. Now instead I was on a Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Now Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Sending me a Valentine, birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I've been out to a quarter to three, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Sunday mornings go for a ride.
Who in the garden, digging the weeds?
Who could ask for more?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm I'm 64.
Every summer we can rent a cottage in Tennessee.
I don't want too much.
Honey, we shall scrimp and save.
Tennessee, from the bluegrass state of old Kentucky, from the Ozark Hills of old Missouri and North Alabama and Georgia, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking on down the line, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line. Sing a good country song, and they always do a mighty fine job, and they keep on trucking, yeah, they keep on trucking, they gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line, gotta keep on trucking, you gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line. Gotta keep on trucking, gotta keep on trucking, trucking on down the line.
You're listening to a program dedicated to the music of John Hartford on In the Pines, Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, and online at www.coopradio.org. My name is Dave Barry, and we're working our way chronologically through a selection of his albums. That last set was Bonaparte's Retreat from the Speed of the Old Longbow album, then Rocky Top from the Retrogress album that he did with Mike Seeger and David Grisman, which is one of the more unique albums from his catalog. We also played the Beatles song When I'm 64 from that album. We concluded with Keep on Truckin' from the 1999 Rounder album, Good Old Boys, that featured what became the Hartford String Band made up of Bob Carlin on banjo, Mike Compton on mandolin and vocals, Larry Perkins on banjo, Mark Schatz on bass, and Chris Sharp on guitar and vocals. Our final set starts with a couple of songs from his 2000 Live from Mountain Stage album, I Wish We Had Our Time Again, and a reworking of his huge hit, Gentle on My Mind.
Please welcome Mr. John Hartford.
That we used to do. Now it's over and I know we're through. And I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time. Well, I couldn't go to sleep, got up and made a light, trying to write it down in the middle of the night, looking for the words, but it won't come right. And I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time. If not for love, could hardly see. I looked at you and you looked at me. Old memory love won't let me be. And I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time. Mike Compton here. Makes no difference, and we all know why. Dear old friends have to turn their eye. And I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time again. I wish we had our time. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Oh, the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and highways come between us. And some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron, some train yard. My beard roughing in coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Being played. Now I'm here to tell you, old man can absolutely play. Knocking at your door. Thank you.
You're listening to In the Pines on Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, and online at www.coopradio.org. We just finished up this marathon show featuring 25 tracks from the vast catalog of the late, great John Hartford. That last set included I Wish We Had Our Time Again and Gentle on My Mind from his essential Live from Mountain Stage album. Following that was a lesser-known but very familiar-sounding instrumental, Knocking at Your Door, from the Hamilton Ironworks album, which showed his penchant for weaving a historic story around an old-time fiddle tune. Beyond Gentle on My Mind, perhaps John is best known, at least in bluegrass circles, for his participation in the Old Brother Where Art Thou film, soundtrack, and follow-up Down from the Mountain tour, where he served as MC. Between those two seminal events, he did exactly what he wanted, steering a riverboat and writing songs about it, exploring old-time fiddlers, making albums, playing music with his friends, and just hanging out at and watching the boats ramble by his Cumberland River home. To take us out, we hear the fan favorite Austin Miter Sympathy from the 1976 Flying Fish album Mark Twain, where John takes us on a romp of fiddle virtuosity unlike anything heard up until that time. I'm Dave Barry, and thanks for listening, and special thanks to Jim Burnett, Don Armitage, and everyone at Co-op Radio for having me as a guest host on In the Pines.